Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Tupos. I want to talk to you today about a topic called If Pharisees Had a Talk Show. If Pharisees Had a Talk Show. I know you're saying, well, that's really a strange topic title. Yeah, Jesus in his day, his enemies, the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the day, they were out to get him. And he had numerous opportunities to engage with them on and on, to talk to them. How did he do it? And how did other men handle enemies and false teachers in scriptures, in the scriptures? We're going to look at that today. Matthew 12:14, then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. So, the modern false teachers of today, modern pastors, they're basically the same wicked-hearted, cold, heretical ways carrying on today. They can't kill us. They can't kill the street preacher today and get away with it legally. But they lie, they persecute, they call the authorities, they slander. We should rejoice. Jesus said, rejoice when you're persecuted for his name's sake. So I compare the Pharisees of old to the modern pastors and ministers and churchianity preachers today. For this teaching audio, I want to talk about, we'll go to the Word, and we'll see how the Lord and other godly men show us in examples, as examples, how they handled strife, contention, disagreement with false teachers and the like. So the big question is, when I asked, what if the Pharisees had a talk show, would Jesus or Paul or John, would they go on and debate on a planned event with known false teachers or anyone really? The answer to that is no. We don't find that anywhere in Scripture. Scripture is going to show us what we're supposed to do with, we're talking false teachers here. Not seekers, not people you're preaching the gospel to. We're talking about false teachers or people that are holding to false doctrine. So a little bit of background. This topic came up because we stood outside a Church of Christ, and a Church of Christ minister who has a YouTube channel, and he likes to contend on his YouTube channel and invite people on. He emailed me, and he wanted to debate me about our differences. You know, they teach water baptism regeneration. They teach Sunday's the Lord's Day. They got a whole bunch of worldliness that they claim they're like the first century saints, but they're really worldly, and feminization. A lot of heresy there. And so I quickly knew who this man was, looked him up, saw his blind stances on those statements or on those doctrines and his determination to stay in them. He's dead set on it. And so I told him, I don't do planned debates with practicing false teachers or anyone that's outside of the truth of God. Now, to be clear, I do offer anyone, him or anyone, in fact, I offered it to him, he wouldn't do it, email me and refute my testing that I did of him or any of my teachings, and I can definitely test it for truth, and then I can get back to them and verify exactly what is put in front of me. I have no problem doing that, a couple rounds of that with someone if they're a well-meaning seeker, but debate on a forum with a false teacher, no, I don't do that. I don't give that kind of time. And I'm not going to do that because I don't see it in Scripture. I do have on my website an email challenge. Anybody can email me, and I'll check it out, and I'll see what they have to say, and I'll go from there. But, again, I offered it to this man, but he didn't take up that offer. All he sent me was a couple of his very incomplete videos about the gospel and then some mockery, and he basically called me a coward because I won't go on his little YouTube channel. But I don't see the men in Scripture doing that, so I'm not compelled to do it either. I also often, when I show up at their building, stand outside peacefully. I do call out the modern pastors, tell them to come bring the scriptures, and I will stand there in an informal setting, and I will tell them the truth, warn them of their heresy, put some truth in them, call them to repentance, just like Jesus did with the Pharisees. But I don't need to set up any planned shows. I don't need any rules of engagement. I don't need any kind of debate pattern set up. No, I just go out. I'm led by the Spirit. I do events as I'm doing ministry. I deal with people as I meet them. And then I let it fall as it may. I'm not interested in even being cordial with a false teacher sitting on his show. You get 10 minutes. I get 10 minutes. Not only that, it's a platform for me to allow him to spew false doctrine, even though he's given me a chance to say mine. I'm not interested in that. All right. And then another COC man reached out and he said, this is kind of interesting. He said, I'm wrong because I don't allow comments on my website. Well, Jesus said, be wise as a serpent in Matthew 10. I got to ask you a question. Why would I allow false teachers and mockers to spread their lies and swill with comments on my websites for everyone to see? That's not wise. That's foolish. And so I'm not going to do that. The men in scripture didn't give ground to false teachers and heresy. I'm not going to do it. Jesus and Paul and Peter didn't set up debates with the Pharisees and the false men. They reasoned. They went to synagogues. That was totally different. I'm not going to do it today. I've got enough out there. I send testings out. They can send an email if they want. I'll decide if I want to engage in that or not. So debates, YouTube channels, talk shows. If Pharisees had a talk show, that's why I named it that. It is not a good idea. Notice, too, when you see my witnessing videos, if someone comes out that's a teacher or somebody that wants to talk about scripture, I'll give them truth. And if they deny it or start teaching lies or defending sin and false doctrine, I shut them down fast. I don't give them a platform. Jesus didn't either with the Pharisees. Go look it up. So I don't sit there and go back and forth and back and forth with false teachers that have lived in their heresies for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I don't do it. Seekers, I'll spend all day with them. People that will stand and listen, I'll preach all day. I'm not going back arguing back and forth with a false teacher, giving him ground for his heresy. Jesus said this of the false teachers, Matthew 15, 14, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in the ditch. I kind of feel that way with the elders, the deacons, the modern pastors. They can look up the testing. They can find truth. If they want to be blind leading the blind, let them go. I'm not going on no talk show. I'm not wasting my time. By the way, I travel too, so there's no way I would be there anyway. I travel to preach the gospel all over. So I picked this topic title, What If Pharisees Had a Talk Show, because it's the same thing with the churchianity men today, blind guides set on blind ways, following man-made traditions of churchianity, in this case, Church of Christ, another denomination. These are men who walk in and teach false ways over and over. They're set on them. They want to go and defend them on the internet. I'm not interested. I guess they hope to get more clicks. I guess they hope to win you to their heresy, I guess. Not going to work with me. They like to argue over words. They never seem to get to the full truth. 2 Timothy 2, 15-16. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Yeah, that's what I consider these ministers, deacons, pastors, elders that defend their swill. Profane babbling, I want no part of it. So as I said, this man called me a coward just because I won't come on his YouTube show. I find that strange because I street preach all over out in the street and I go and stand outside religious buildings with a sign. Anyone can come up and walk up to me and talk to me. Yeah, I rebuke false teachers pretty quick and don't give them any ground. I admit that. But saying I'm a coward is kind of foolish. But I think it's worse. He's calling Jesus, Paul, John the Baptist, Peter. He's calling them cowards too. You know why? They didn't entertain and stand there and willfully give ground and audience to false teachers spreading heresy. I'm going to show you in Scripture what we're supposed to do with these people. I'm going to show you right from Scripture. Now, the men in the Bible, including Jesus, they did deal with and correct and rebuke false teachers quickly that they encountered. They spread the gospel. They shared the truth with seekers, but they didn't get caught up in debates. They wouldn't go on a Pharisee talk show. They wouldn't go on a YouTube if it was available today. I won't either. So let's get right to some scriptures. Why do you say it's unbiblical, you might ask? Well, you're not going to find anywhere in the scriptures where Jesus or Paul or Peter or John the Baptist set up events to sit down with false teachers and debate doctrine. Oh, Jesus met with some Pharisees, but they were listening to his truth. There was no debates going on. Whatever did happen between Jesus and the Pharisees was very quick. He cut them with the word. He rebuked them. Go read Matthew 23. Hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. About the closest you'll get in Scripture is Paul going to the spiritual places, disputing with the Jews in the book of Acts. But this is even different. Paul was teaching a new gospel that just came, Christ shed blood, his resurrection, the finished gospel that the Jews didn't know anything about. He was trying to convince them. It wasn't so much that he was refuting a bunch of their false doctrine. He was just proclaiming Christ and trying to tell them something new had come. And they were missing it. They missed Christ and they were missing the gospel. But he didn't get involved in planned debates with them. Nope, he focused on preaching the gospel, teaching sound doctrine, yep, refuting the naysayers, but not a lot of debates with known false teachers going on. Let's look at some scripture. Acts 17:17. Therefore, he disputed in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. So yeah, he was reasoning the gospel, trying to get to them for Christ. Totally different than talking to a denominational heretic today that's rooted in it for years. I want to give you some verses on why I wouldn't do debates and set them up today. And people will claim and that Jesus did this, but he didn't. Jesus was very quick to rebuke the false teachers and send them on their way. Here's what Paul had to say about people that leave sound doctrine, what we should do with them. These are the verses I'm standing on. Ready? Romans 16:17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. It says avoid them, not sit. Give them 10 minutes. You get 10 minutes. Be all nice and everything on a YouTube show. No, it says avoid them. That scripture's clear, and hardly anybody follows it, but it's very, very clear. Here's another one. 1 Timothy 6:3-5. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strife of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railing, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds. There's your ministers and modern pastors today. And destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Do you notice that? It says withdraw yourself, not to gather, not to bait, to debate, not to try and find common ground. It says withdraw. I'm going with that. How about this one? 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Know this also, that in the last days perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Another clear verse. Turn away from them. Not debate them. Not unite with them. Not sit in one room. Not get on a YouTube channel with them. Turn away from them. Yeah, pretty clear. You need another one? Titus 3, 9 through 11. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is a heretic, that's somebody that teaches false ways, after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth and being condemned of himself. Reject him. Reject him. Not gather with him, not be shaking hands, not saying, oh, let's sit down and talk. You got 5 minutes, I got 10. You got an opening statement, I got a closing statement. No, it says what it says. Reject him. All right? We're not going to give them a pass or platform or time to spew their heresies. I don't need any more verses than that. There are more to tell me to mark, avoid, reject, turn away from those who claim God but walk in false ways. It's pretty clear to me. I don't need to go on YouTube channels. I can refute via testings. I can refute putting things online. They can refute it if they want. Seekers can see the truth. That's what I think needs to be done. Not sitting, giving ground to false teachers. The Bible tells me to mark them, avoid them, reject them, turn away from them. How about this verse? 2 John 1, 10, 11. And if come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Hey, I want nothing to do with these false teachers. I don't shake their hand. I don't tell them have a good day. I rebuke them and tell them, you better repent. You're going to lose your soul. Here's the truth. It's on my website. It's on that testing. Go get it right to the saving of your soul. If they repent, I'll help them. If they won't, I reject them. I mark them. I avoid them. So I don't want any part of planning debates with false men. I don't want any part of it. Paul didn't, Jesus didn't, John the Baptist didn't, Peter didn't. I do have one last thought. I'm doing a teaching on Jesus' words with the Pharisees to show how much Jesus talked and how little room he gave them to spout their errors and their lies. That's to come. I think that'll be rather telling. Jesus was very quick, short, sharp, and abrupt with false teachers. That's how I want to be. Paul was the same way. So that's my thoughts on debates. Paul said this, ready? Mouths must be silenced. Titus 1, 11, 13, and 14. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Anybody that's not in the truth, they get rebuked. That's loving. Not a debate. Not a setting on a YouTube channel. Not giving them what they want. They get a rebuke and they get sent away. They get avoided till they repent. That's what the Bible tells us we are supposed to do. We cannot silence them by giving them a platform. We rebuke them and stop the communication with them. Rebuke them sharply. Mark them, avoid them, the Bible says. I read you the scriptures. So like these men from this Church of Christ, they're just another man-made denomination. They loosely obey scripture in some areas, and then they keep worldliness, they keep false water baptism, other people, other denominations doing pagan holidays. It's Christmas, it's Easter time, it's Good Friday time. These are all lies. Don't give ground to anybody that practices these things. Don't give them time to debate. Don't go on their show. Don't even do an audio recording with them. I think years ago, I used to offer that. Hey, I'll do an audio recording with you. I don't do that anymore. I've learned it's not fruitful and it's not biblical to do that. I think we should do what the Bible says. Rebuke them sharply, mark them, warn them, avoid them. And I'll just say this as I close. If you meet me in the street or you meet me outside of church, I'll talk to you. I'm glad to give you the truth. If you're a false teacher, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you where you're wrong. I'm going to call you to repentance. And if you won't listen, I'm going to rebuke you and send you on your way or turn around and walk away from you. I'm not giving you much time. If you're a seeker, I'll preach the gospel to you all day. If you want more truth, I'll stand there and give you truth all day. I do it on my website. but false teachers, churchianity people, people that defend sin and worldliness and false doctrine, they get a rebuke, sent on their way to go study, to figure it out. My website is there to help. I put up testings to help. I did with these men. I put up a Church of Christ testing. And so that is my love and my help to them. But I'm not going on their silly show, YouTube show. I'm not going to debate them when God's word is already spoken. That would be sinful, foolish, a waste of time, and clearly going against Scripture. So I hope this audio on if the Pharisees had a talk show, might as well say if the denominational false teachers had a talk show or a YouTube channel, no, the men of God wouldn't go on it. They would rebuke them, and they'd go about the Father's business, preaching the gospel, making disciples, calling out sin. Yeah, that's what I want to do. One last thought. When we go to churches, we don't go there to debate with false teachers. We go there so that seekers can see our signs, go test themselves. And yes, when the pastors come out, when I call for them, I'll rebuke them. The Bible tells me to rebuke them sharply. That's why we go there. We don't go there to debate. We don't go there to give them ground. We don't go there to listen to their blather. We go to preach the truth, preach the gospel. Hopefully it convicts people that they can find their way out of the Satan's snare and find salvation in Jesus Christ. Let's leave it right there. Check out don'tperish.com. Lots of resources for you. Love y'all. Hold fast to the faith. Christ is King, Lord, and Savior. May God be praised.